one of the disqualifications for Birkat Kohanim is Kohen Sharaget HaNefesh, a Kohen who has killed somebody. And this is a Gemara Masechet Brachot, Taf Lamed Bet, Amud Bet, which says that such a Kohen can't duchen, because of the Pasuk in the first paragraph of Yeshaya, which says, V'fariskem kapechem alim einai mikem, yidechem damim mileu, that when you stretch out your hands, I will divert my eyes from you, because your hands are filled with blood. So we understand that a Kohen whose hands are filled with blood can't stretch out his hands and bless the people. And that's how the Rambam paskens in Perek Tet Vav of Hilchot Tefillah, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Simon Kuf Kaf Chet Seif Lamed Hay. However, there's a machloket in the Rishonim if the Kohen has done teshuvah and sincerely regrets what he's done, is he allowed to do Nesiat Kapayim in this case? According to the Or Zarua, in the name of the Rav Yah, that he is allowed to do Birkat Kohanim. And this is based on a Yerushalmi Masechet Gittin, which indicates that a Kohen who's killed is allowed to duchen. And the Rav Yah would prefer to say that there's no machloket between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi on this point, but that the two sugyas are talking about different scenarios. So the Bavli is talking about a case where a person hasn't done teshuva, and the Yerushalmi is talking about a case where a person has done teshuva. If they've done teshuva, then they are allowed to duchen, and that's, as we say, the view of the Rav Yah. It's also the view of other Rishonim, including Rabbeinu Simcha and the Tosfot Shams. However, the Rambam in Perek Tet Vav Halacha Gimel, he says that even though the Kohen has done teshuva after having killed somebody, nevertheless, he's not allowed to duchen, and this is even if he killed somebody b'shogeg, even if he killed somebody accidentally, he's not allowed to duchen. And if he hasn't done teshuva, then kal vachomer, even if he killed somebody accidentally, he's not allowed to duchen. And therefore, the Rambam will obviously deal with the Yerushalmi in a different way, and understand the Yerushalmi is talking about a slightly different case than what we're talking about. The Beit Yosef says the Yerushalmi is talking about where there's no hard proof that the guy killed somebody, but people are saying that he did. In that case, he's allowed to duchen, but in a case where there's hard proof, even if he's done teshuva, then he's not allowed to duchen. So the Mechaber paskens like the Rambam. However, the Rama paskens like the Rav Yah and says that if the Kohen's done teshuva, he is allowed to duchen, because we don't want to shut the door on Baalei Teshuva. So clearly for Ashkenazim, if the Kohen has done teshuva, he's allowed to duchen, but not according to Sfardim. Rav Avadi Yosef has a teshuva in Yechaveh Dat, Chelek Hei, Simon Tet Zayin, which asks the question, even according for Sfardim, what would be the din if the Kohen killed somebody due to circumstances beyond his control? Meaning, this is different to Shogeg. Shogeg is a case where a person didn't intend killing somebody, but they weren't being careful enough. But it could be that a person was driving very carefully at a measured speed down the road in a responsible fashion, and a child darts out from between parked cars chasing after their football and runs into the path of the car and gets killed. So this, Rav Avadia suggests, would be a case of Shogeg Karov La'ones, really circumstances beyond the driver's control. In that case, is he allowed to duchen? So he quotes a Machloket Achronim. According to the Eliyahu Rabbah, we would be mekel and say that he can duchen. According to the Bri Chadash, he can't duchen. But Rav Avadia says that if the Kohen's done teshuva and it's a case of ones, so then we can regard it as a Svek Sveika and say that he is allowed to duchen. What's the Svek Sveika? The double uncertainty, the double doubt. Perhaps the halacha is like the Rav Yah, that if he's done teshuva, then he's allowed to duchen. And even if the halacha is not allowed for the Rav Yah, nevertheless, the halacha might be like the Eliyahu Rabbah, that if it's a case of honest, there's no problem. So Rav Avadia says that even though generally Sfardim should paskin like the Mechaber, that if a Kohen is killed accidentally, even if he's done teshuva, he's not allowed to duchen. If he's killed in a situation of ones and he's done teshuva, then he is allowed to duchen. Ad kan.